Although I have one last thing to ask you, and that is, can you think of anything to talk about that I haven't asked you to talk about?
Yes, we're doing okay. When I was on Bavoy Street Church, my best friend always and still is my best friend is Eunice Teal Washington. We're still friends today. She have a daycare now, but during the time that we became friends, her house was next door to the church, Bethel Church, which I say it was called then. And the church, her mother had a little store, and we would leave out the church all the time to go over there and get pickles and those little mint candies and an orange and all. And she would all, the mother always would say, "Boy, you spend that money in the church, spend that money in the church." But you know, a store, you have to pay for stuff. So, and that's how I met her, because we used to sit out there all the time and eat, and she used to come outside, and she had a brother named Willie Teal, but he's deceased now. He's the oldest, and they looked like twins, but they wasn't twins. They were just that close together. Now, Miss B, that was Eunice's mother, had a lot of children, but it was just Headache, which was William Teal, and Eunice and I, we kind of like grew up together because when they moved from the over there where the church, they moved on First Street, right in front of, not directly in front of Pittman Grocery Store. So when we would go to school together, sometimes she would come down to my house and we'd go to school together. And we had a lot of fun because her, Eunice and I, we love to dance. So Kilgo Canteen. We always was on Kilgo Canteen. We did the Charleston, we did the, I mean, it was a lot of events. Kilgo always would come to Second Ward, and they call us celebrities because her and I would always be on Kilgo's canteen. And then this young man that I used to talk to in school, Ralph Chisholm, I know he's going to get me, but I'm going to tell it anyway. We won many trophies, him and Eunice, myself. And him, those were my dance partners, not at the same time, but those were my dance partners, and we won many trophies for the school. And then there was another young man that we always, I can't think of his name, Horton. And we did most of the modern dancing together in school, and we won a lot of trophies and things like that for the school. And so the school knew me as the little dancer, the best dancer, the jitterbugger. I mean, all the names that you can name for someone that dance and say the movie star. I mean, I would get all those names, and you know how proud I was because I know I wasn't a movie star. And so, but anyway, during that time, Eunice and I, we always would, you know, dance together, and every time Kilgo called my gym teacher, which is my modern dance teacher, Mrs. Alford. Mrs. Alford had a lot to do with me going to A&T because she got me a scholarship to go to A&T, so I went as long as I could before I got married. And when I got married to this little guy named Donald Crawford, which was from Monroe, and we had one child, but he is deceased now. Not my husband, but my child is deceased. I get into that. And I met Donald. His mother was a teacher in Monroe. We call her Mama Emma. Emma Crawford. And she taught in Waxhaw, Monroe. She lived in Monroe. And she was dear to my heart, too, because he used to bring her up to Second Ward. We had after a college, Carver College, and she used to come up there, and he used to sit out there all the time. Knowing me, I used to keep passing him just to say something to him. So I met him, you know, passing by, and so I guess I walked enough times through there, so he asked me to marry him when he went to service. And but yes, like I said, I had one child, which is deceased. He I hate to say kill, but he died in 1990, August 12th, 1990, and he did give me a beautiful young girl, which is Christina Vinson, and their birthday is on the same day, June the 3rd. Only thing different is the year. He was born in 87, and she was born in, he was born in 66, and she was born in 87. And I'm not going to mention her mama's name. And, you know. and I'm raising her today. And she loved ROTC, and she loved taking care of her grandmama. And now she's working at Carol Wynn's, and she worked at Pizza Hut, and she worked at St. Paul Baptist Church with the little kids. So she loved kids too. She wanted to be a therapist, physical therapist. Mm-hmm. And she said if she don't be a physical therapist, she want to go in service if she can't get that career going. And she wanted to go in the Air Force. And but right now she's at Carol Wynn's working today. And that's why I told Christina that she came to late. I didn't get to see her. I said, well, you was at Carol Wynn's. So she just started back last week. And so I'm busy trying to get her back and forth to work plus school and seeing about her. And that's a part of my life. And let me get back to one thing about Brooklyn. It was a cafe called Hazeline Grill. And they cooked the best hushy puppies. And we used to walk down there from the school all the time, cut class. You don't have to say cut class. But and get some hushy puppies and french fries and hot dog all the time. And I loved that little place. And she had a son named, we call him Bumpsy. And he ate the best hot dog. He fixed the best hot dogs and hushy puppy. And every time I go in there, that's all I would eat. That was one of my funnest places I like to go eat. I mean, I had a lot of them, but that was one of them. And so now I'm getting back to church. Okay. I know I'm jumping, but
that's all right.
Okay. Did I tell my brother's name?
No.
My sister's name. Okay. I'm the daughter of the late Benjamin Davis, which is my mother, Sarah Davis Tate, and I have one brother, Alfonso Davis, and one sister, Sarah Coretta, and my granddaughter, Christina Vinson, is the daughter of my late son, Don Crawford, and my biological daddy name is Harvey Boyd, but he's not on my birth certificate. My birth certificate have Benjamin Davis, because my daddy had, I don't know how, you know, but he died, and so I don't know how I came about, but I'm here. So I had to go in that name. Uh-huh. I had to go in Davis. But anyway, I went to Miles Street School in first through sixth grade, and for the seventh grade, I went to York Road Junior High School, then back at seventh grade, Second Ward High School. I graduated from Second Ward High School in 1962, from 1957 through 62. And then I went to A&T College in Greensboro. It's now called North Carolina at A&T. Then I went to Central Piedmont College here in Charlotte. And I did further education with the Metrolina Theological Seminary, Shaw Divinity School in Raleigh, but we had the extension here. And I was ordained an elder in the Western North Carolina African Methodist Episcopal Church under Adams, and also up on the Brookings, because I had two ordinations. One is a deacon and one is a tenured elder. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. And then I went into the ministry in 83. I was called into the ministry then, and I did my trial sermon April the 10th during that year. because I waited a while before I did my trial sermons, and my trial sermon was up on the Reverend Levi Brown. He's still living today, and he can tell you a whole lot about the church, because he came from the church, but he went to West Charlotte, but he was in our church, and then he went to be a minister also, and back to the church, but he's sick now, retired. And Levi Brown, and then he gave me plenty of things to do, a mission, and then I went to the Western North Carolina conference for my classes. We go on Saturdays, and at least 2 days for our training and everything. And we had to make at least 8 years to finish to be an itinerant elder. That's a traveling ministry. I can go anywhere I want to go because the local stays in the area. But if they call me anywhere, I could go. But unfortunately, I had a lot of sickness in my family that I stayed here. The bishop, the different bishop that we had, let me stay here to take care of my family. My mother, she was ill, and which is my aunt, which is where I am now. The one that raised me, I took care of her. And then there was a lot of other elderly people I had taken care of during that time that depended on me for a lot of things. And they came to like me and wanted me to be around and minister to them. So I kind of like was a nurtured person in Christ for them and helped them over their sickness during that time. That was one of my ministry. But my ministry is the nursing home and beyond the sanctuary. That's beyond the sanctuary. I can, you know, do all the type ministry. Okay. I went into the ministry to help comfort the sick and comfort the bereaved people, you know, one have lost relatives and things like that. And like I say, during childhood, it was just uplifting to me in some kind of way, so I just kept that going. And today, a lot of people call me that know me, or they ask me questions when they have death, and I pass out different books and things like that to comfort them so they can read. And for my ministry, so I'll tell you a book. And but like today, I form a ministry called I had GT, Grieving Together Ministry, in 2001 at my church. And it's a grief ministry, Grieving GT, that's a God Truth, Grieving Together Ministry in 2001 and up until the present. And I told you about the Metrolina Beyond, the ministry Beyond the Sanctuary Nursing Home Ministry. And my pastoral appointment was that. And I'm associate minister, which is assistant minister at Greater Bethel AME Church. The pastor now is Dr. Walter Howard. And so, but when I was in my ministry itself, that was Reverend Conrad Pridgen, the ministry Beyond the Sanctuary. That was the ministry at that particular time there before the bishop sent him off. And then I became involved a lot more into my second ward. I was always been involved in it, but I became more involved in the second ward chapter, Charlotte chapter, which I'm a treasurer there in class of 62, and financial secretary in the Charlotte chapter. And I do the tutoring part for the national. So I'm a member. What I mean by a member, I don't have to pay anything else. Charter member. And so and that's about it. And Girl Scouts, I worked in Girl Scout ministry, and which at the other church over here, Second Ward, and then my church, and St. Paul, and then my church. And then at school we had a scout there, which was 309. I worked there for 2 years. And also when my son was living, I worked at one of the troops there and helped him out. And because during that time I by being involved with children, you know, you go and help out and do things. And I had a dance group when I was in Fort Hood, Fort Clayton, Canal Zone. I had a dance group up there, and then I worked on the park and recreation. I had a dance group going there. Then when I was at Fort Hood, I had a dance group there. Then I worked at the bowling center. And that's about, I'm trying to see what else. And I worked at Wenzel Park Elementary School and Hawthorne Junior High School, and now at Winterfield Elementary School. And I became the teacher assistant of the year, I told you that. And my hobbies are reading, tutoring children. I love to write poetry. I have a lot of poetry. I wish I can find someone to critique it and, you know, get the little ins and outs of it so I can publish my book. I want to publish a book. I love arts and craft, and I have made a lot of arts and craft and sold them. And sometimes I go in people's houses, I say, oh, did my work? They have bought it from someone else, but it's my work. And that's your work? I said, yeah. I said, let me see it. Then I turn on the back, have a name on it. And that made me feel good. And then I love ice skating and roller skating. And I love to cook. Like I said, I used to cook at my aunt's cafe. And then when I worked at St. Mark's on Clinton Road, St. Mark United Methodist Church. I was a dietitian there, and that was for the nursery there. And the church always get me to cook for them also. And I love preaching the gospel to tell people about our Savior, Jesus the Christ, and to let them know if they become sick, worried, just call on Him. Let Him into their hearts. When they let Him into their heart, they can do anything. They can conquer everything. Victory is conquered through Him. And I love to tell people that, especially in the nursing home. I know in the nursing home, some people think that they are forgotten, but they're not forgotten. The body's just sick. And some of them, minds might be gone, but they still know that God cares. As long as they can see a little face that they can remember. And I'm surprised that Mrs. Lofton, one of our church members in the nursing home at Honey's, the nursing home on Tom Hunter Road, she's an old member of our church. And when I go over there to see her, she always asks about the church and the people, and I used to carry her around. And and I know I could go probably go see her today. And but it's just that a lot of good things that have come out of the upbringing from the historical factor from our historical factor from Brooklyn, which I cherish now, that I can look back and tell everybody where I come from. And I want everybody to know where I came from and to remember that I came from the community of Brooklyn, which we call the Second Ward section. And Second Ward building is still standing with the marker. They want to move somewhere else, but I wanted to stay in that same spot. But I know it's not going to be possible, but it can be possible if the politician would vote on it, stand by, for the love of God, that we can keep the memory of our churches, of our schools, of our black people, of our white people that came in to help us bring ourselves up. But the main thing, don't forget where we come from. When we come from a breed that said we are strong, that wherever we are, we can do what we want to do, but with the help of God. But when we have the help of God, there is no other. I don't care if you can take bread from it, I won't go hungry. You can take water from it, I won't go thirsty. Because another person will give me bread and water. And they do that through Christ. Like this morning, I didn't have any money to put gas in that car. One of my niece came by and said, hey, Dita, She didn't know I didn't have any money. I mean, I had money, but I mean, change. I mean, I could go write a check. And she made me feel so good. She said, "What you getting ready to do?" And I told her you was coming over. And I said, "Christine, not Christine, Marilyn." I said, "I need to get some things straight now." I said, "You can help me get some things straight now." I said, "But I'm glad you came by because you gave me the uplift that I need today. Because you told me that I raised you, you still love me, and that's all that matters." And when she came and gave me that, she don't know how I felt. Because I didn't have to go try to find some money, go to the bank. All I could do was go to the store, go to the service station, and put the thing in.
Well, it has just been a real joy to talk about everything today, and I just want to thank you for doing that for us.
Okay.